The following is a special presentation of American University Basketball and Federal News Radio. This is AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan, a weekly look at all things Eagles basketball. AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan is brought to you by our team, AU Corporate Partners, Ameritel Corporation, your hometown place for copiers, DC Trails Charter Bus Services, and Geico Insurance.
Back out to Reed, right side. He puts up the three and he makes it. Jesse Reed with a big three, and the Eagles have the 7-point lead over the Badgers. Jesse feeds off to Vosage. Marco, left elbow, puts up the shot, acrobatic style, and gets it to go. Vosage nails another one. Delonte trying to drive the paint, does so, puts it up and in. Nice shot there by Delonte Jones, his first bucket in an Eagles uniform.
Now with AU head basketball coach Mike Brennan, here's the voice of American University basketball, Dan Lang.
And welcome into AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan, Dan Lang, alongside Coach and Dr. Billy Walker, Athletics Director at American University, and talking about the big Navy win the other night on Wednesday night. The Eagles going over to the Naval Academy in Annapolis and pulling off an upset victory over Navy 63-58 against the Mids, who had been playing some pretty good basketball, won six in a row, sitting second in the conference. And Coach, you know, got off to a bit of a slow start, trailing 9-0. But then, why did you guys turn things around?
They play this matchup zone that sort of takes some time to figure out where your shots are coming from and what's going to be open. So I wasn't surprised by, you know, that start. But the guys, you know, they figured it out, you know, and we made shots too. It always helps to get, when you get open shots, you actually put them in. Jalen Ray came up big for us last night, and obviously Jesse and Delonte has been scoring as well. So helps to put points on the board.
Two league games in a row, Mike. How's that feel for the guys? Are they feeling like they're getting a little bit more confident now?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you go through such a stretch like that where, you know, you just keep losing, and you get the feeling that, man, you can't get over the hump. So to get a win and then to get two wins, especially against Navy, who, Dan has said, they've been playing so well. They're at the top of the league. They're a very good team. So to beat them on their court is a big accomplishment, and I think a big confidence booster for the guys.
Yeah, that's got to help the guys when, you know, you go up to Lafayette, you beat a Leopards team. Now, you know, it's no secret that Fran O'Hanlon's teams don't play a lot of defense, but you guys went up there, you played well, you came away with the victory, and then you were able to use that and parlay that into a win against Navy, which totally runs a different system and runs lockdown D, tops in the league in defense and points allowed and point percentage of field goals allowed. And you guys went in there and played tough.
Yeah, absolutely. And road games too. Mm-hmm. But again, I sensed the team, you know, every game I felt we were getting better. It's just, again, just getting over that hump. And them going through the experience, it's one thing to be, you know, sort of emphasizing certain things in practice, you know, get back on D and guard your man and box out and every possession, all that kind of stuff. But when they actually have, you know, the experience of a game, you know, for example, we got, you know, crushed up at Army on the boards and they just sort of beat us up. So, you know, we have been doing box out drills and all that kind of stuff in practice, but until you actually go through that experience in a league game, you know, the next few practices, that stuff resonates a little more. So, you know, I think that's showing up, you know, in our last couple games here.
And, you know, as we've talked a lot in the office, just because of how young we are, we're going to be a different team by the end of the year than we were at the beginning of the year, just because we got so many young guys getting minutes and we're going to keep improving. And you're really seeing that already right now, eh? That, you know, that great contributions for some of the young guys.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Delonte's putting points on the board, and you know, mostly, I mean, it's unusual for a freshman to be able to sort of to be a scorer, pick and choose his moments in the air offense, honestly, because you emphasize passing, you emphasize sharing the ball, helping each other. So for a guy that you want to score, to sort of find, strike that balance, it's a difficult thing, and he's doing a terrific job at it. Matic is getting more minutes at the center spot. He's a very good passer, and when you have a guy at that spot that can find other guys and just throw it to people for open shots, you know, that's obviously a big plus. And then again, you know, Jalen Ray, you know, he's a worker. He's one of our older guys. His effort never wavered in practice, regardless of the minutes that he's getting. And last night was his opportunity, and he made the most of it. And he was simply ready to contribute in a game.
You talk about Jalen. He didn't play in the previous two games for you guys. And coming into the game against Navy, shot, I think it's 16% from three-point range. He saw so many minutes against the mids. What was it that you saw in him to give him the time to get him on the floor to allow him to have that success? Was it something in practice where you were like, wow, okay, he seems to, you know, be nailing it? Or is it something where you look at his track record and obviously in his time here at American University, he's nailed a bunch of threes. This season, he's just off to a slow start. Granted, we're, you know, midway through the season, but how do you look at that and as a coach say, all right, you know what, this is his time?
Yeah, well, I mean, we practice every day, so I get to see him every single day, mm-hmm. not just at the games. So, you know, people who go to the games, or they don't see him playing. So I see him banging shots every single day. And then again, it comes with, you know, when he's out there, you know, he might have been out there with Delonte and James and Andrea. So, you know, he's not getting clean, open looks. And he's trying to figure out when his shots are coming. But we tell our guys every day, just make sure you're ready. And I go back to he's always, you know, he prepares well. And he knows that at some point I'm going to put him in the game and we're going to expect him to do the things that I know he can do. And last night, you know, I think it was a matter, you know, our freshmen were finding each other. We were passing the ball. We were getting open, clean looks. He was getting better looks than he has in the past. And I know he's going to make those shots. I tell him every day, and he knows it. I know it. So it's just a matter of us, you know, collectively getting good shots.
And do you think this will, you know, catapult him the rest of the year? You know, much like a batter in a slump or a goal scorer in hockey that doesn't score, you know it's going to happen, and once it does, it's kind of, they're going to bust out of it.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not like he, you know, all of a sudden he's just going to get like steady minutes and he's the guy, but I think it just reinforces the point that, you know, he did prepare himself, hopefully for all the other guys, that they'll, you know, prepare themselves the way Jalen does, so when, you know, they do get their moment that they are ready. So it's, you know, Jalen might not play a ton in the next game, but he has this in the back of his mind knowing that, hey, you know, I was ready for Navy. I'm going to be ready again. And hopefully, I think the team keeps improving and just getting more comfortable with our offense. That's been our sort of struggle this year, is just scoring points. And, you know, it just comes with, you know, what we run, how we run it. The demands of, you know, we place on our guys, and I think they're picking things up, and it's showing.
Did you know going into the Navy game that you were going to be playing Jalen based maybe on matchups that you see? Did you know whether or not you told him or not? But did you know that, all right, you know, tonight, even though Jalen hadn't played the last couple games, tonight we're going to be using him?
Not really. Okay. To be honest, it goes, you know, it's what you think you need. So when you see, you know, 9-0 on the board. It's, I mean, someone at some point's got to make a shot, you know, because you can whip the ball around and cut and move and get wide open shots, but if they don't go in, that doesn't do you a whole lot of good. So, you know, but then if you're putting the ball in a basket and your struggles are defensive or something like that, then you might go with, you know, Charlie or Marco more so than Jalen. So it's, you know, it's really just how are we playing at the time, not necessarily each team and each and the matchups.
You find your in-game coaching demands this year are obviously much different because last year, you know, you had three guys that you pretty much were able to leave on the court the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, the coaching, in-game and practice, it's a lot different just because there's so many things that you got to, you know, teach and go over for so many different guys. You know, like you said, we had a sort of a core group. You know, the five or six guys that you knew were going to play, and you're able to focus on them in practice and in the games. Now it's, you know, you're trying to teach, you know, 10 guys to 12 guys to, you know, to do all the things that you need them to do. And then during the game, you're sort of, there's no sort of core group like that stands out. So you're always looking at the bench saying, man, who can we put in? Who can help us? And you go back to just the last one, you know, day or two of practice. And you say, oh, well, Lonnie's been looking pretty good. Let me throw Lonnie in there. Leon, you know, Leon's been, you know, similar minutes to Jalen, up and down. You know, he doesn't know when he's going to play. But he got, you know, he's gotten in there last couple games and really helped us out.
Yeah, you mentioned Leon, and he had a nice pass to, I believe it was Jesse, on a nice cut to the basket in the game against Navy. Nice communication between those two guys.
Yeah, and it's tough, to be honest. Leon's been at the forward spot pretty much the whole year, and we just, you know, stuck him in at the center spot for the last few games. And, you know, I think that's he's going to have some success there. So it's something that we haven't practiced a ton, but we're going to start now. But I give Leon credit for, you know, not for playing a spot that he's not familiar with and being effective.
And when you're talking about lots of substitutions, especially early in the game, like, you fall behind early, any of your coaches in particular, your assistant coaches that work with you mainly on hoop suggestions for subs, how does that actually, that dynamic work on the bench?
Yeah, well, they're working with guys every day before practice. So, you know, they're invested in all of these guys.
Right.
So they're, you know, and I look, when you don't have that core group, you know, with a guy like Peewee and a guy like Schoff, you were like, okay, these are the guys. And, you know, if it's not happening on the court, then it's something that they're not doing. You call timeout and you address them. With this year, it's, I mean, Matt, Scotty, Eddie, they're, you know, they all have different ideas of who should help. So, you know, they're throwing two or three names. So, you know, you got to sort of figure out what, you know, who do you think can help you at that moment. But they're all good on the bench as far as, you know, coming up with ideas of the different things to think about to sort of maybe get us out of a rut offensively or defensively.
Well, I guess it's better having two or three names are thrown at you than no names, right?
Yeah. Well, sometimes when you have that many names thrown at you, it really means
that
you know, there is no no answer.
You're listening to AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan in front of the Eagles game against the Colgate Raiders coming up from the Village of Hamilton, New York at the top of the hour right here on AM 1500. And Coach, we talked about Delonte Jones a little bit, equaled the career high for him as a freshman, 23 points in the Navy game, 9 of 14 shooting. He's become very efficient on the floor. I mean, he's had ups and downs as far as that goes, but of late, it seems like he's becoming more and more efficient.
Absolutely. I mean, I tell these guys, I looked at Schoff's numbers. I think he shot something like 22% his freshman year, and all I talk about was what a driller he was, and every time he got an open three, it was going in. So it just shows you that it's a process. You know, the kid Haas from Bucknell didn't play at all his freshman year. Now he's, you know, best player in the league, unstoppable. Yep. So, you know, I know that their percentages are going to go up and down. They're not going to be great. But as long as they're, you know, playing hard and trying to do the things that we talk about every day. So for Delonte to pick this stuff up and be able to be, you know, as efficient as he was in the last few games is a pretty impressive thing for a freshman to do. But again, it goes back to he soaks everything up. I mean, we've been practicing long, long hours, and he soaks every word that we say. He's trying to do it in practice, and that's where it all starts.
And he's a smart guy, too. I mean, the reverse that he had early in the game that made it 13-12, you guys in the lead, he knew that with the reverse, there was less of a chance of it being blocked by Kelly.
Yeah, well, he's a good player. He's played a lot of basketball. That's why we recruited him. That's why we wanted him here. So he's going to be a really good player for us going forward. Yeah.
When you play a game like the game against Navy the other night, such a tight game, such a back-and-forth game, the score was tied four times, lead changed three times. How important is it for the guys as a young crew to experience that component and not just, okay, great, we got a win. It was maybe a 15-20 point win, but in this regard, it was a close win. It was a back and forth affair, and there was a lot of strategy on both your side and Ed DeCellis' side, the coach at Navy. Just how important is that for the young guys to see that component and play in that atmosphere?
Well, that's what we're trying to get right now, is just them to understand the importance of every single possession. So, you know, once you're actually in a game at the end, those sort of things resonate way more, and when you talk about them in practice, and I think they realize, oh wow, I didn't box out that one time, and that could have cost us the game, and it's the difference between winning and losing. I'll worry about 15 point wins when we get there. Right now, it's, you know, it's great experience for them just to be in the close game. You know, have pressure on them to make plays offensively and defensively, you know, when it really counts. I mean, Jalen made a great play running back on defense in transition and just simply stealing a transition pass. All he did was sprint back as hard as he could, and he got a steal. And that's something that we've been, you know, that you try to preach to young guys, and they don't really get it. But when you have a tangible example at such an important part of the game, that's a, you know, a huge teaching point going forward.
And that was right after he had missed a shot in the corner. So, you know, some players would sit there and sulk and be upset at themselves for missing a shot that he was open on. Instead, he ran down the floor and made a great defensive stop.
Right, exactly. And that's how older guys react. You know, younger guys, well, they might drop their head and sulk and, you know, saunter back on D. But, you know, an older guy that understands what winning's about does exactly what Jalen did.
Yeah, and that's a great example to the young guys too, right? And this is something that I think as you evolve as a team, learning to win those close games is not that easy, right?
Yeah, and I mean, up until the very, I mean, we're up by five and there's 2.3 seconds and I'm still, you know, telling the guys, you know, the game's not over, you know, stay engaged, right. You know, and you can tell that they were a little, you know, not stunned, but they were just... you can tell they hadn't been in that situation before for the last minute of the game, you know, when it's tight and everything is so important, right. You know. So, again, going through that and watching tape on it, it'll be helpful.
Time for our first time out here on AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan. Fans, you can bring Coach Brennan home with you. Yes, home with you from the Eagles game this upcoming Monday, February 1st, Philbender District Day. It's the game versus Holy Cross. The first 1,000 fans to enter Bender will receive a free limited edition Coach Mike Brennan bobblehead courtesy of Team AU partner Geico Insurance. Tip-off versus the Crusaders for this rescheduled Philbender home game is set for 7:30 p.m. Again, that's on Monday. Get your tickets today online at aueagles.com/tickets or call 202-885 TIXX. Again, that's AUEagles.com/tickets or 202-885-TIXX. That's Coach Mike Brennan Bobblehead Day this Monday night, February 1st at 7:30 p.m. versus Holy Cross. Back with more after this on Federal News Radio.
Left corner, Ray's open, puts up the three, swish! Big shot there from Jalen Ray, and the Eagles lead by two, 26-24.
You know, I just wanted to stay ready for the team. This is going to be a big game for us, playing against Navy. They've been playing well.
Right corner, Ray puts up the three ball and hits it. Jalen Ray with another big three, his fourth made from downtown. He's now got 12 points, and the Eagles are up five.
Well, I just wanted to stay ready and keep shooting in practice, and the coaches just told me to let it fly, and they happen to fall tonight.
Marco passes over, left corner, Ray puts up the three ball and hits it. Jalen Ray with another three. That is his fifth of the night. Dunbar gets it in, knocked away by Delonte, who's going to hold the basketball. And this one is in the win column for the Eagles, 63-58 over the Navy midshipmen. AU comes here to Annapolis and pulls off the upset.
Welcome back into AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan. Yeah, big win for the Eagles on Wednesday night over at Alumni Hall. You heard the highlights there of Jalen Ray with his 15 points. Delonte also with a season high, matching his season high and career high with 23 points. We talked a lot about the game in the first segment, Coach, but a couple things we didn't hit on. One, the component of out-rebounding Navy, which obviously is important and kind of eye-opening that you had a plus six in that department. That's what they averaged coming into the game over their opponents, which is tops in the league, and yet you went into Alumni Hall and were able to out-rebound them despite being smaller than them.
Yeah, well, we sort of got our butts kicked up at Army in that department. So it's something that we definitely, you know, attacked and stressed in practice every day. And, you know, I've been saying the same stuff, but our young guys, they respond.
Yeah.
You know, we're not great at something during a game, I've expected that, you know, because they're young, it's all new. But when we go in and we practice it, you know, we're actually better at it in a matter of days. So now there's a long list of things to attack and get better at. But, I mean, our guys have done a terrific job of really sort of, you know, focusing, listening, you know, getting better at it throughout practice. And then it shows up in the game.
What are the box out drills? Like, can you kind of make it into a visualization for the radio as to what it is that you guys do to help out with rebounding?
Yeah, well, I'm not very creative with my drills. I mean, it's just I just throw the ball up and yell at them to box out.
hey, it's been working, yeah. Right?
But to be honest, it's like everyone has different types of drills. So we had to go back to just a basic, you know, go box your man out. And to me, the boxing out is, it just has to occur to you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've done all these box out drills in the past, and then you go play defense for 28 seconds, and they always forget to box out. So it's more, you know, them remembering when a shot goes up after, you know, guarding your man, switching, reading everything that they're doing, keeping your body in front of your man, switching screens, all that kind of stuff. When the shot goes up, just remembering to box out. So, you know, we didn't do just a straight box out drill early on. And I realized after doing just a straight box out drill, the guys didn't know how to, you know, mm-hmm. So it's something that we sort of skipped. So I'm glad we did it. I'm glad we, you know, broke it down to the elementary level, and, you know, that definitely showed up, because that is what Navy does. They usually kick people's butts on the boards. They're aggressive. They're big. They're strong. So, you know, I'm glad that we were able to sort of negate that a little bit last night.
How much did the extra time off help because of Winter Storm Jonas? You guys had a couple extra days. The game against Holy Cross postponed to Monday. How much did that help you guys get ready for Navy?
It helped a ton, to be honest. It gave us a little bit of a breather. You know, it's a long grinding season. It's difficult. You know, the young guys are wearing out. You know, they don't realize how difficult this is. So it gave us a bit of a breather, and also gave us some time to, you know, catch our breath and practice on ourselves, and not just immediately start preparing for the next opponent. Mm-hmm. You know, it gave us some time to sort of address some things, you know, offensively, or some individual things with each of our guys. So, you know, it's going to be hard on the turnaround when you play all these games, you know, back to back to back with only one day of preparation. But I'm glad it turned out this way, just because I think we needed that little bit of a breather.
And Dr. Walker, well, actually for both of you, I'd like to kind of get the process that you guys went through in postponing the game. I mean, obviously, Jonas dumped a couple feet of snow in D.C., and to play the game, it wasn't going to happen. But just at what point did you make the decision, and sort of what all went into actually pulling the trigger and making the decision?
Yeah, Thursday, it was really evident that we were going to get hammered, you know. I don't necessarily always trust
right.
weather, you know, meteorologists on what we're getting, but no one was saying it was not going to be bad, you know, and Holy Cross's afternoon flight had already been canceled ahead of time coming in, so they were going to have to make reservations for Friday morning to come in, and the last thing we wanted them to do was get here Friday morning and then be here Friday, Saturday, Sunday, cancel the game Sunday, Monday, maybe not be able to get out. You know, now all of a sudden they're sitting in a hotel room, not being, you know, so that's not good either. So we decided that the campus was probably not going to be open on Sunday, which it wasn't, and cancel the game. And then it just went down back into having to reschedule it. So that's when Nate Pine, Holy Cross AD, and I just get on the phone and start looking at dates and figuring out when both of us can do it. You know, obviously we got Mike involved in that. Athena, who is our sports supervisor for basketball, is involved. Came down to really two options. One was probably preferable to them. One was preferable to us as far as being able to schedule the Bender Arena and benefit, you know, what's a little bit better for the student athletes when it came to missed classes, those kinds of things. And that was the first. And originally it was going to be at 2:00 because they had a game on Wednesday against Colgate. They were able to reschedule that game for Sunday when ours was postponed. So now they had that whole week off. So that's when we were able to move it back to 7:30 and have it a normal night game for our fans. So that's how it came about to be on Monday the 1st at 7:30.
And, you know, and that's important too, because it's Phil Bender Day and you want to keep that marketing component there. And of course, as I look in front of me here with the bobblehead,
absolutely,
that was gonna be given away on Sunday, and I'm lucky enough to have a real bobblehead, not just the picture of it in front of me here.
So yeah, Phil Bender Day is huge for us. You know, we're gonna get a big crowd, but once we announce the bobblehead, you know, man, it's gonna be a big crowd no matter what.
Yeah.
So plus, you know, I know we say the first 1,000 or whatever that we're giving out, but you know, that's minus the like 20 of them I have in my office. I'd like to keep right. I'd like to keep some in my bookshelf because they're really inspiring when I look at them. So.
Yeah, it's great to have a bunch of them, not just one, but you need a lot of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So as I look at it, we have, I guess it's an olive green blazer, white shirt, a gray tie, black pants, some spiffy shoes really shined up there. How much did you, Coach, really talk about, you know, all right, I want a blue blazer, and they're like, no, olive looks better. Like, did you get into that at all?
We
no.
They just took
a
few headshots.
Come on, I want a story out of this. Nothing?
Sherman came in, took a couple headshots, and that was it. I had nothing to do with the fact that I have all my hair.
I was
going to
say, you must have been involved somehow. There's no gray in there, so you must have been involved at some point.
I'm smiling.
Now, do you have an olive green jacket? So perhaps on Monday in the game against Holy Cross, are we going to be seeing this getup so that people, as they walk in, get the bobblehead and go, yeah, all right, I get it.
Right, I'll look for it. Everyone who sees me at the games, I probably know that I don't put a whole lot of thought into my attire, as evidenced by the bobblehead as well here. But I will look for that blazer and try to make sure I wear it.
And if you don't have it, maybe you can get your wife to go out and find you a nice olive blazer.
You know,
she got a little time here. Is gonna hit
anytime,
the road.
Anytime she can go out shopping for stuff.
Right. Talking about the weather and speaking of the home, you had to walk through the snow in order to get to practice. You live nearby campus, but still it wasn't an easy trek to get there through a couple feet of snow.
I live a couple miles away. A few of our guys live off campus. It wasn't like I was Shackleton or whatever. What's the guy down in the Explorer down in the Antarctica?
Yeah.
I was just... We took the day off on Saturday because it would have been, it was a full-on blizzard and it would have been dangerous for our guys trying to get to practice. But, by Sunday, it had stopped snowing, so, most of the main roads were clear. I couldn't get out of my apartment complex, so I had to walk, but, it wasn't too bad. Got the juices flowing, got me ready for practice. So.
Yeah, a little exercise in there, got you out of the apartment. What went into, and did you guys check on the players to make sure that they had everything, especially the ones that live off campus and in houses, that they, were at the grocery store, that they made sure they had enough to get them through?
Yeah, we told them, before it hit, just sort of go to Safeway or go to the grocery store, sort of stock up on peanut butter and jelly and whatever you need to get through, a couple of days. Our cafeteria was open on campus on Saturday.
Okay.
So the school did a great job of the guys that were actually on campus of, making sure that they were provided for.
Well, the Eagles do have a date here coming up in just a few minutes on the road against the Colgate Raiders. We'll take another timeout. We'll take a look at the Raiders and the Eagles matchup as we continue. I want to remind you, as the stretch run of Patriot League heats up, remember that an AU basketball game is the perfect venue to host your next party or group events. Organize a group birthday party or outing with friends and enjoy discounts and recognition at the game. All groups receive block seating, savings off the box office price, a welcome on the Bender video board, and a visit from Claude the Eagle to your seats, all for as low as $3 a person. Call the Athletics Ticket office at 202-885-TIXX. Again, that's 202-885-TIXX to book your outing today. Back with more right after this. And welcome back into AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan in front of this afternoon's game against Colgate coming up in just a few minutes from the village of Hamilton, New York. And second time this season that the Eagles will have played the Raiders, Colgate picking up a win at Bender Arena first time around. And Coach, obviously you guys have a much different team and Colgate a little bit of a different team, but Tom Rivard is... coming off a big game against Lehigh, he has scored 19 points, led them in that department for a Colgate team that's won four of their last five games.
Yeah, now Colgate's playing really well. Rivard has played well. Any a guy that can put points on the board, is always a danger, especially a big forward that can stretch you out and shoot. So they run their stuff. They're an offensive team, so they're difficult to defend. But again, hopefully, the second time around league play. I think we'll have a much better understanding of, each team, mm-hmm. All the stuff that we talk about, in the days leading up to the games, I hope all this stuff will sort of resonate a little more and, try to go out and compete and make sure have a chance to win at the end of the game.
Austin Tillotson, always tough player to deal with. You got any answers for him?
He's had the ball in his hands for a long time. He's led that team. He sort of runs their offense. He scores for them. He's a crafty player. So it's a challenge for for James to go against a guy like that. But you know, it's always we talk to our guys about each of the each of these games. It's a team effort, so it's not just a one-on-one matchup, with between James and him or whoever, maybe guarding him. It's everybody trying to control sort of what they do collectively. But when you have a guy like with Tillotson's experience, running the show, it's a difficult matchup for sure.
Yeah, indeed, and we'll see what happens coming up here in just a few minutes as the Eagles look for their third consecutive win. Thanks for tuning into this week's show. Don't forget, coming up next on this same station, it's AU at Colgate, live from Cotterill Court in the campus of Colgate University in the village of Hamilton, New York. And don't forget, two home games in Bender this coming week, Monday night at 7:30 p.m. versus Holy Cross in the rescheduled Phil Bender, Coach Brennan bobblehead giveaway game, and this Wednesday, February 3rd at 7:30 p.m. versus Bucknell. Again, both games from Bender. Get your tickets today for those matchups at AUEagles.com/tickets. Again, that's AUEagles.com/tickets, or you can call 202-885-TIXX, 202-885-TIXX. For Coach, for Billy, I'm Dan, reminding you to stick around. Lineups and tip time coming your way next from Colgate.
Thank you for listening to AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan. Today's show was brought to you by our team, AU Corporate Partners, Ameritel Corporation, your hometown place for copiers, DC Trails Charter Bus Services, and Geico Insurance. AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan on Federal News Radio. Archived episodes available online at AUEagles.com.